The girl tilted her head to one side, arching a pale gold eyebrow.
Then what would you call me?
Ivy, I said at once.
Why Ivy? She asked.
You're the archive, right? Arc-ive. Arc-ivy. Ivy. The girl pursed her lips.
Ivy, she said,
and then nodded slowly.
Ivy. Very well.
She regarded me for a moment and then said,
Go ahead and ask the question, wizard. We might as well get it out of the way.
Who are you? I asked. Why are you called the Archive? Ivy nodded.
The thorough explanation is too complex to convey to you here, but in short, I am the living memory of mankind.
What do you mean, the living memory?
I am the sum of human knowledge, passed down from generation to generation, mother to daughter. Culture, science, philosophy, law, tradition. I hold the accumulated memories of 1,000 generations of mankind. I take in all that is written and spoken. I study, I learn. That is my purpose, to procure and preserve knowledge.
So you're saying that if it's been written down, you know it?
I know it. I understand it.
I sat down slowly on the couch and stared at her. Hell's bells. It was almost too much to comprehend. Knowledge is power, and if Ivy was telling me the truth, she knew more than anyone alive.
How did you get this gig? My mother passed it on to me, she replied, as I was born, just as she received it when she was born.
And your mother lets a mercenary drive you around?
Certainly not. My mother is dead, wizard. She frowned. Not dead, technically. But all that she knew and was came into me. She became an empty cup, a persistent vegetative state.
Her eyes grew a little wistful, distant.
She's free of it, but she certainly isn't alive in the most vital sense.
I'm sorry, I said.
I wouldn't know why. I know my mother, and all before her.
She put a finger to her temple.
It's all in here.
You know how to use magic? I asked.
I prefer calculus.
But you can do it.
Yes.
Yikes. If the reaction of my wards was any indication, it meant that she was at least as strong as any member of the White Council. Probably stronger. But if that was true... If you know that much, I said... If you are that powerful, why did you hire a bodyguard to bring you here?
My feet don't reach the pedals.
I felt like smacking myself on the forehead. Oh, right. Ivy nodded.
In preparation for the duel, I will need some information, namely where I might contact your second, and what weapon you prefer for the duel.
I don't have a second yet. Ivy arched an eyebrow.
Then you have until sundown this evening to gain one. Otherwise the match and your life will be forfeit.
Forfeit? How would the forfeit be collected? The little girl stared at me for a silent moment. Then she said,
I'll do it.
I swallowed, a cold chill rippling over me. I believed her. I believed that she could. And I believed that she would. Okay. Look, I haven't exactly chosen a weapon yet, either. If I...
Simply choose one, Mr. Dresden. Will, skill, energy, or flesh?
Wait, I said. I thought I got to pick swords or guns or something. Ivy shook her head.
Read your copy of the Accords. I choose what is available, and I choose the ancient ways. You may match wills with your opponent to gauge which of you is the most determined. You may match your skill at arms against his, each of you with weaponry of your individual choosing. You may wield energy forces against each other, or you may challenge him to unarmed combat.
She considered.
I would advise against the last.
Thanks, I muttered. I'll take magic, energy.
You realize, of course, that he will decline in that venue, and you will be forced to choose another.
I sighed. Yeah, but until he does, I don't have to pick another one, right?
Indeed, Ivy acknowledged.
There was a knock on the door, and I got up to open it. Kincaid nodded to me, then leaned in and said, 10 minutes.
Thank you, Kincaid,
Ivy said. She rose, drew a business card from her pocket, and passed it to me.
Have your second call this number.
I took the card and nodded. I will. Just then, Mister emerged from my bedroom and lazily arched his back. Then he padded over to me and rubbed his shoulder against my shin by way of greeting. Ivy blinked and looked down at Mister, and her child's face was suddenly suffused with a pure and uncomplicated joy. She said,
Kitty!
And immediately knelt down to pet Mister. Mister apparently liked her. He started purring louder and walked around Ivy, rubbing up against her while she petted him and spoke to him quietly. Hell's bells. It was adorable. She was just a kid. A kid who knew more than any mortal alive. A kid with a scary amount of magical power. A kid who would kill me if I didn't show up to the duel. But still a kid. I glanced up at Kincaid, who stood frowning down at Ivy, fawning all over Mister. He shook his head and muttered, Now that's just creepy.